into the 97.5 Fanatic post-game show presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in! What a roller coaster of a game that was. A lot of emotions. Nothing's easy in the NFL. These games this season have been strange, stressful, roller coasters of emotion, everything you want, and that game was no different tonight. It appeared, you know, a lot of guys were getting hurt. We'll check in with Tim McManus a little bit later to see the latest. Obviously, the big one, the scary one near the end of the game there at the goal line was Avante Maddox getting carted off after a head-to-head collision with his own player, a little friendly fire down by the goal line. Scary situation, but shortly after, the defense, and credit to them for, you know, keeping their composure, keeping their head in the game, making a goal line stand.
Too straight.
Yeah, and getting the interception that sealed the game. Aaron Rodgers is on the, 2-yard line with a couple downs to go. And in my head, I'm going, oh, well, this is over. Are they going to go for two or are they not going to go for
two? Right, exactly.
I was already counting it a loss. And the Eagles come up with a big play. Nigel Bradham gets the interception to seal it out. The defense comes up with a couple huge plays for you tonight. None bigger than the Derek Barnett and Brandon Graham Super Bowl 52 reversal, role reversal,
yep.
Fumble strip sack there before the first half. That kind of changed the momentum of the entire game.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers still threw for over 400 yards, which is a bit of a problem.
Yeah, and that first half was pretty good.
Now that you lose Avante Maddox for who knows how long, that was a pretty gruesome injury. You're lacking in cornerback depth at this point, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, Maddox is probably going to be gone. Ronald Darby's going to be out a couple of weeks. You still don't have Jalen Mills yet. So that's something to be concerned about. But hey, they made the plays when it counted. Yes, they got gashed a lot. That's why Aaron Rodgers threw for over 400 yards. But when it came down to those two final possessions, goal line stands from the Eagles, I mean, they stepped up when they really needed to.
Yeah, Rodney McLeod had two exceptional plays at the goal line. He stripped Jimmy Graham of a jump ball, and then he didn't take the bait on an Aaron Rodgers kind of like bootleg play there. And the defense came up big when it mattered the most, and they ended the game with the only cornerbacks left active being Craig James, who they just called up yesterday from the practice squad, and Rasul Douglas, who has become the team's best cornerback.
Which is very surprising. I'm not a big West Virginia cornerback guy. Like, I'm always kind of out on Rasul Douglas, but this season, when his number's been called,
he's stepped up. Yeah, he really has.
Did it against Julio Jones and now again today.
Sidney Jones left the game with a hamstring injury. Avante Maddox, we talked about, left with best case would be like a concussion.
Yeah, hopefully.
But when you see him in the stretcher and it's
scary when he doesn't even give the thumbs up.
When the whole team comes out and there's no thumbs up and Doug's out on the field with him, it's a scary situation. But Carson Wentz, overall, played a very good game. I thought in his biggest spot of the game, the third down play that could have closed it out and the kind of buddy ball he threw to Jordan Howard on second down there before they punted away was probably the worst he looked all night, unfortunately. I really hated the passing play on second down. To me, the offensive line was just dominating the Packers. Keep it running. So welcome into the Fanatic postgame show. He's Andrew Salchunas. He's playing a little hurt tonight. We got a little cough, a little frog in your throat.
Let's go.
I'm Jamie Lynch. We got Tyler Zuli behind the glass. The Philadelphia Eagles move to 2-2 on the season with the Jets upcoming. So a real chance to move to 3-2 with the weekend off. Great win for the team tonight. It was all over the place. It was a lot of fun, and they pulled it off.
But it was exactly like we were talking about all week, and I know Anthony was talking about it. You can run against this Packers team.
Oh, yeah, they got gashed.
Jordan Howard, 15 for 87. Miles Sanders, 11 for 72. You could run against this Packers offense, and they did that today, and it was very effective.
I said earlier today that Jordan Howard was going to have 100 and a touchdown. I was just off by two touchdowns.
You're close.
Yeah. He gets the hat trick of touchdowns. Miles Sanders looked good tonight. He showed you why he was the second round pick. He looked elusive, and you know, they're a running team right now. Like, that's what they are. When you can put Dallas Goedert out there on the line, essentially as an extra blocking offensive lineman, this team has a chance to be a great running the football team.
Yeah, it's the 12 personnel, and that's why you miss them so much against that Falcons team. And Doug Peterson mentioned it the day after his press conference. It was the day after press conference. They asked, was there really that much of a difference with Dallas Goedert now on the field? And he said, I could show you my playbook. Like, there was crosses. I crossed off so many plays because this was supposed to be a game where I relied heavily on 12 personnel, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So it's good to have Dallas Goedert back because I think Doug Peterson sees that as a weapon.
You're absolutely right, Andrew. The 12 personnel is a great asset for this team, not only in the pass game, but you've seen it now with sealing the edges off. There was a couple holes tonight where about four or five Jordan Howard's going to fit through them down by the goal line. So credit to the offensive linemen tonight. You know, I think they feed off of getting the running game going. They get to dominate people and exert their will. And a good performance by them tonight. Let's kick it off on the phone lines and talk to everybody out there. As the Eagles move to 2-2 on the year, I don't want to get too dramatic, but that could have been a win. That kind of changes the course of things.
2-2 is a lot better than 1-3.
If Rodgers scores there and LaFleur goes for two, and you end up losing that one, it could be a totally different season. Let's kick it off, go down to Delaware and talk to Mike in Wilmington. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Excellent win.
Excellent. I'm elated. Yeah.
It was tremendous. And you know why it was so much for me? It's because all the guys that we were coming after, all the guys that we expected to do what they were supposed to do, you know, that we were sort of down on, they came back. They really did. Even Miles Sanders had a good game.
Yeah, he did.
Dallas Goedert had a good game. Alshon, even though it was like in small doses, was always in important downs. And Carson was tremendous. I mean, you know, Brandon Graham.
Brandon Graham. Mike, that fumble recovery, that was a really tough fumble recovery he had there. He was kind of diving through two guys, and credit to him for getting that one because that was a hell of a play by Barnett, and it was equally as impressive by Brandon Graham.
Tremendous play by Brandon Graham.
Yeah, and he was getting pressure all night. He had a good game.
He absolutely did. And Carson Wentz, I am done with people questioning, you know, the player that he is. Yes, he was a little short in the first quarter. I get that. He's going to fail some passes here and there. But, man, was he money when it mattered. And Jordan Howard, how about that?
Absolutely. Great game. Both of them.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Jordan Howard, fans were calling for it. Fans were calling for the running game. It almost reminded me of after the Chiefs game, you know, when all the roll the blunt signs came out in 2017, where the public was like, come on, dog, run the ball. I mean, I know the Packers stink against the run, and you'd kind of be a moron not to run the ball against the Packers, but it was good to see them.
It was a similar situation 2 years ago, because I remember that we wanted more blunt. It wasn't just run the ball, it was run the ball blunt, because they were going to more Corey Clement and Darren Sproles than LeGarrette Blount 2 years ago. Now, so far, through three games, we were seeing so much more Miles Sanders. I mean, week one was all Darren Sproles.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then we saw a lot more Miles Sanders than Jordan Howard the last 2 weeks. And I get it. I saw those videos as well. Jordan Howard missing some gaping holes last week. He looked good today. He hit the holes today.
Yeah.
And he was the better running back of the two, even though Miles Sanders had a good day.
Yeah, Miles Sanders did have a good day. He got some tough yards down by the goal line. Overall, a good performance by them. They made this Packers defense earn it, and they didn't get the job done. Harry in North Philly's up next. What's up, Harry? Yo, Harry. Going once, going twice, and sold. Let's go out to Pittsburgh. Our buddy Colin. What's up, Colin?
If there's any time to get Jalen Ramsey, it's right now because we have Kevin James Malkop playing cornerback. But, oh, my God.
What a win, man. What a win.
Holy crap. You want to talk about a bend but don't break defense? That is exactly what happened tonight. I don't care that Aaron Rodgers is through for 400 yards because that goal line defense stood up twice when it mattered most. I hope Avante Maddox is okay. But, oh, my God, 2-2 is so much better than 1-3.
Oh, yeah.
I can go to bed. Hey, Jamie, I hope you have that sleeping mattress ready.
Oh, yeah, I got the air mattress and the pillow and the sheets and everything. I'm ready to rock. I'm not even going to sleep tonight.
I'm not as bad as you, but I got to wake up at 4:30 tomorrow morning to go to work, but I don't think I'm going to sleep a wink tonight. Let's go, Birds. Shout it out. Yo, big downtown Pittsburgh right now. Let's go.
That's awesome. Colin, good call, man. That's good stuff. I love it. He trolls Pittsburgh fans constantly out there.
Don't we feel so much better after a win?
Oh, my God.
I mean, the last 2 weeks
changes everything.
I love being here with you.
Food tastes better. The water tastes cleaner. It doesn't smell like five dudes were just sitting in here now.
It still smells.
But, yeah, no, it was
but the last 2 weeks, I love being here with you, but it sucked.
No, it did suck. Yeah. By the way, Joel Embiid, known Packers fan, has been his entire time here.
Yeah, I don't care.
But this is pretty funny. I just got to share his tweet because he shared a tweet earlier. It said, "Go Pack, go." So he tweets out a picture of Mike Scott in his Sixers uniform. He says, "Be careful or I'm going to send my mans for y'all at Eagles."
That's awesome.
That's why Joe's the social. He's the best in social media there is, man.
By the way, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast.
That's great legal ID knowledge by you,
see,
there, Andrew.
You're supposed to just let it go and then go to the phone.
No, I have to acknowledge a good play when I see one. Right, that's what we do in the post game show. Let's go to Ray in the Northeast. What's up, Ray?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
We're 2-2 and feeling pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good because I had to hear it all day from my coworkers. I had to hear from my family talking about, oh, we're going to lose to the Packers. And I said, we're going to be fine. We just got to melt the clock down and utilize Jordan Howard and we'll be fine.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked there on the final drive. They went away from the run at all. But it ended up working out. It was scary. But yeah, running the ball, the game plan, Doug stuck to it for the most part and they dominated them.
Exactly. I got to agree with you. And I think if we stick with that game plan, utilize Jordan Howard from now on throughout the season. And I agree with Miles Sanders. If he protects the ball fine like that, we'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely. The two of them together, little two-headed monster. It's a nice feature for this offense. And with the way the offensive line played tonight, it's very encouraging for the future.
I agree 100%.
Ray, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to another Ray in New Mexico. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing a lot better than we were if we'd be 1-3.
Oh, I feel you. I'm proud of all of our boys today. I hope Avante's.
Yeah, that was a scary situation there at the end of the game.
Yeah, I was texting back and forth with my aunt, who's a Pistons Steelers fan. She lives in North Carolina, and I didn't even get to see the play where he got hurt. And
his own man hit him in the head. I thought at first it was just concussion, but then they brought out the stretcher and had him strapped in, face mask removed and everything. So hopefully he's all right. It was scary.
It was, but it's a good win for us. We're 2-2, and here we go.
Yeah, let's go Birds. Ray, thanks for the call, buddy.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Thanks, Ray. That was great. It's gonna lend to... Do you, Andrew Salchunas, now call the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah.
Because you need bodies, it appears, at this
point. Howard should have been on the phone in the third quarter.
I mean, Sidney Jones, that's the same hamstring he hurt last year that made him miss a lot of time and just kind of not perform.
You can't trust Sidney Jones. Not even next year.
Unfortunately, no. You can't.
Is this his contract year or is next year's contract year?
No, I think next year will be.
But at this point, you're not thinking about a long-term deal.
Avante Maddox, we don't know. We'll talk to Tim McManus at some point this hour. We'll have the Doug Peterson press conference for you. But we don't know the health of him. It certainly didn't look good. But you just straight up need bodies. Jalen Mills isn't eligible until week 7 to come off the PUP list. So that's another two more weeks.
You need bodies is one thing that you say. But the other thing is, if they do have Super Bowl aspirations.
But I don't want scrubs.
Exactly. If they have Super Bowl aspirations like you and I have, like a lot of people have in the city of Philadelphia, bodies is not enough. Jalen Ramsey, yes, he's a body, but Jalen Ramsey is a top 5 cornerback in the league, top 3 cornerback in the league, maybe the best cornerback in the league. He's not just a body. He's a star.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens because he's clearly not playing for the Jaguars again. The word is he hates Tom Coughlin. He apparently had a statement earlier saying once respect is lost on both sides, there's no more mutual ground. So, I mean, it's over. And the Jaguars, they know it. I mean, the way Doug Marrone was talking yesterday was kind of, he was laughing at the situation. It's so ridiculous.
I wonder what the price is.
Adam Schefter last week said it's going to cost you a first and a second.
Yeah, I get that. I heard Tyler Zuli saying it during the green zone. Maybe it goes up because of how desperate the Eagles are. But at the same time, if he's not going to play.
He's affecting the Jaguars.
If it's at the point where he's going to hold out, I'm not saying you're going to get him for a fourth. It's still going to be a first.
But a first and a second, I would bet, gets it done.
Would it be higher if he was willing to play in Jacksonville? Yes. I just wonder if it goes down a tick.
I don't know, but it's going to be real interesting to see what happens because Howie, the cornerbacks got depleted tonight, and it already was a thin position to begin with. But kudos real quick before we go back to the phone lines to the defensive line. You know, they did get burned on the Jimmy Graham touchdown by the blitz. They were blitzing a fair amount tonight, but there was also a lot of times when that defensive line got four-man organic pressure.
Yeah, and they made Aaron Rodgers roll out a lot. It's the only problem
he was on
is,
the move a lot.
The only problem is it's Aaron Rodgers.
He's so very good at it.
He's good at it, and he's still going to make completions down the field. But other quarterbacks, slower quarterbacks, guys that aren't as good, they'll be able to get home on those guys.
Yeah, but kudos to the defensive line tonight. They got some pressure. Let's go to Ant in South Philly. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Woo!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right? But the highs will definitely be the recipe for success. And if they continue to do that, hopefully, you know, we'll see a championship. And I think that recipe limits Carson from getting put on his back, right? I think it makes he'll be able to stay longer in the season if they continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think?
Absolutely. You know, it sets up everything for this team. And Carson's his own worst enemy when it comes to putting himself in danger. So the more you can avoid that, the better to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And
he's become
really good at the quarterback sneak. They're becoming really effective with it. I like to see it as much as we do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get blown up there, so I'm not really worried about getting hurt on those types of plays. But it's come up big now in almost every game this year, so that's encouraging to see as well.
Yeah, you just got to keep him, you know, keep him focused, right? Just keep him focused, and I think the Eagles will go a long way. The low, our linebacker situation is horrible. I'm sorry.
Well, Kamu Grugier-Hill, you didn't see much of. He was active tonight. I think he'll be an upgrade over Zach Brown, who appears to be a penalty machine right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It wasn't great. But Bradham came up with the big one when it mattered the most. And thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, he's right. The linebacker play is not great. I think Kamu.
They haven't killed you this year.
They haven't killed you, but I do think Kamu will be an upgrade when he does.
Yeah, his first game back.
Yeah, I'd like to see the snap
count. I mean, there was the one moment where he jumped off sides. It was declined because they got the face mask. I think it was a face mask penalty down the sideline against Devontae Adams. So they ended up declining that penalty. So Grugier-Hill jumps off sides there. Zach Brown had the two face mask penalties. So, yeah, they weren't good today, but the first 3 weeks, they didn't kill you.
No.
And a lot of people said that was the weakest position on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Nigel Bradham got the big one there in the end zone. I just rewatched the play. It was a poor decision by Aaron Rodgers, frankly. I mean, just a little too nonchalant. And it was more or less triple coverage at the goal line there. And it was funny. When it happened, we're all screaming at Bradham, go down, go down, go down. Yeah. Don't fumble, don't fumble. Ooh, what a game. Let's go to Pat in Plymouth Meeting. What's up, Pat?
How's it going, guys?
Doing great, man.
Okay, so the good news here is I get to read the sports page this week. So that's the good news. Now my rant.
Yeah.
My rant is first on offense is we are devouring yards on the ground in the second half. It's second and five.
I know. That was the play of the game, Pat.
I don't know if it was Carson Wentz who audibled or if it was Doug who made the call, but someone needs to be taken out to the woodshed on that.
Yeah, I thought that was a horrible play call. I marked it down in my notes right away, and I said this could be the game.
That could have meant the game.
Yeah, and then there was a bad pass on third down. It looked like Alshon maybe was a step slower than maybe he's used to with the calf injury. Little missed timing there, but Carson had a bad throw on third down. But if you run it on second and five, you're most likely, the way you were regashing them, worst case, looking at a third and two. And that's another scenario where you could just run it.
Absolutely.
That almost bit him in the ass. You're right. That was one of the plays of the game.
Really, really big play. And then on the defensive side, you really have to put the magnifying glass on Schwartz. I mean, the lack of discipline on that side of the ball.
There was a couple dumb penalties tonight. I thought the one Zach Brown penalty was the body slam. I thought that was a little weak. I did think he kind of just rolled his hips and was trying to strip the ball. That one I thought was weak. But yeah, you're right. The Derek Barnett play was flat out dirty.
And his scheme against good quarterbacks. When there's a good quarterback, They just tear that defense up. I mean, remember the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
He would have been run out of this town, tarred and feathered, if we lost that Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for the call, Pat. Appreciate it. Your thoughts on the refs? Because it's bad, and not just this game in particular. It's just over litigated. Nobody knows what's what. I mean, the fact that they threw an offensive pass interference call on that first touchdown. And, you know, luckily they got it right and reversed it. But calling that on Ertz was pathetic. Goes back to Miles Sanders' missed kickoff thing last week. The body slam I thought was
a little weak. Here's what they're doing. They're throwing flags to throw them.
Yeah.
And then they can do their little reviews where they come together and they go, so was that actually a penalty or did I just throw the flag for no reason?
So, like, Tyler, that's what they're doing. You said earlier during the game that there had been 27 challenged pass interference reviews so far this year?
Correct.
And what was the percentage you said?
7 have been overturned.
7 of 27
have been overturned.
Less than a third. All right. It's a weird new thing in the NFL, but clearly because of the time we came on, most times these games wrap up around 11:15, 11:20. That game, you know, a couple injuries were mixed in, but it makes the game longer. I mean, these reviews.
It does.
The Carson 3rd-and-1 where he did the QB sneak, rolled, fumbled it.
It was clearly he was down.
I was glad they let the play carry on because you should kind of do
that.
Go
back to the Saints game
earlier
this year.
But you don't have to go to a timeout and send it up to the league office and review. It was pretty clear he was down.
Yeah, all of a sudden 5 minutes goes by and you're like, dude, really? Like,
come
he's
on.
Close.
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit ridiculous. Let's go to Blake in Connecticut. What's up, Blake?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, what a win. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'd be singing a different tune if we lost that one right now.
That's true. But I really wanted to talk about the defense. Every single time that they were at the goal line, man, it just reminded me of that 2017 team that they just had their backs against the wall, and they really just stuck it to them. I'm just really, really proud. I mean, obviously, they got through from, like, the 20 to the 20, but once they got to the red zone, man, it was shut down.
And Blake, Jim Schwartz is kind of in a weird spot in town. He's kind of in a no-win situation, really, because, look, he'll give up yards between the 20s. We know that. But he's got to get credit for his red zone defense. They've had that gene for the past couple years. They really ramp it up down there, and they're a pretty damn good red zone defense.
Yeah, and especially at the end there with Maddox going down, I don't know if that gave them a burst or something, but when I saw all 53 players
that was cool.
Come onto the field, it was great. It just showed that resilience that we know about this team. And then, I mean, sometimes you just get lucky at the red zone, and, you know, that's how we got the win. But, I mean, we got the win. It was a great game. And, you know, we're going into the Jets next week. Hopefully that's an easy win.
I'm calling it right now. It's basically a bye week. We're getting spotted a free win next week, Blake.
Can I get an Eagles chant before I go?
Yeah, absolutely. Let her rip.
Let's go. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Nice. Thanks for the call, buddy.
I have a tweet. Good news tweet. This is the official Eagles Twitter account.
The Chunas.
Can I get it out, please?
The Chunas.
Official Eagles Twitter account. Avante Maddox has movement in all extremities. For precautionary reasons, he has been sent to the hospital for further evaluation. But he has movement, which is
okay.
Good.
That's great. Good sign there.
Because he didn't give a thumbs up when he was walking off the field.
No,
so.
And Doug Peterson's coming to the podium here at Lambeau Field. We'll go down to him. Jamal Williams, the Green Bay running back, also went to the hospital tonight. Yes. Two guys to the hospital in the same game. Let's send it to Doug now.
Movement in all his extremities, and he's being checked for precautionary reasons right now.
Feel good about where he's at?
Yeah, again, we're just going to check him out to make sure everything's good, but he was coherent coming off the field and should be fine.
That was the biggest part of the game for the defense, and they have to go back out there and save the game. How difficult is that? And Craig, I think, were those his first couple snaps of the game there on defense?
Yeah, you know, actually, believe his first couple snaps were in Atlanta. I know, but he played in Atlanta, and then he had tonight. He had to go in and that. When the game is on the line and the game is stopped, you know, for an injury like that for a lengthy period of time, you know, it's a tough situation, especially, you know, defensively where we were on the field around the 7-8 yard line. So credit the defense, man. It was twice down there. I think we held them 3 of 7, I think, in the red zone tonight. And anytime you can keep, you know, an Aaron Rodgers team out of the end zone, it's a positive thing.
There's got to be so many thoughts going through your mind. The injury, one of your players, obviously.
I mean, you said it. All those things. Because, one, that was my last time out. So that was the first thing. And then hoping we could at least get the stop. You knew they were going forward on all four downs, obviously. And then preparing preparing for them to go for two, possibly go for two to win, you know, in that situation as well. So you got to prepare for that. And then obviously getting ready for overtime. So, defense stepped up when they needed to tonight. And made some plays.
Doug, how foul are you?
Dougie's dropping goshes.
That's coming up a real tough loss. Coming here on a short week game, really tough place to play against Aaron Rodgers and that team, especially their defense. Can you just talk about how proud you are of this team?
Love those guys in the locker room. You know, the way they've battled through adversity already early in the season. First, these last two games, last 2 weeks, having to come on the road Thursday night. Team that's undefeated, playing extremely well at home, and to do what we did, hopefully it gives us momentum. You know, it gives us a little shot in the arm now. We get some time off to get these guys healthy, and we got a home game coming up. But couldn't be more proud of the guys, the locker room, for playing for a full 60 minutes. We talked about that this week, and very proud of the guys.
And having Dallas Goedert back and Alshon Jeffrey healthy, fully engaged in the game, but how vital for your packages down there in the red zone and all you're trying to do there?
Yeah, I mean, it gives us a little more versatility, and credit the offensive line, the run game. You know, Jordan Howard, pounding the ball there too, and getting some positive runs, and then having Alshon and Dallas back in the lineup really just opened up a lot of things for us. And as we know, it all starts up front. But Carson did a great job tonight. I believe there was no sacks, tonight, and happy for the guys.
Has the powerful work with the running game?
I just think it just starts with the offensive line. You know, it's nothing that we, it's the run game. You're not going to reinvent the wheel. You know, it's five guys blocking four, and tonight five guys on defense. And this is a good front, really good front, and a lot of our combination blocks had some success. The Jordan and Miles both had some. They ran with great vision tonight. Saw some cuts coming out the backside, but we were able to sustain those blocks and get momentum, and we were positive. And we talked about that on first down, staying positive, because that was an area of sort of weakness of our offense, was first down and being a little more positive there. So great job there.
So your defense took 4 15-yard penalties, and three of them led to scores by the Packers. Did you address that at any point during the game? Do you need to address it going forward at all?
I'll address it moving forward. It's hard to address it during the game with the game moving so fast. It's we can't do that. We can't. The penalties tonight, I think they had 8 first downs on penalties, and you can't do that. 31 total first downs. I mean, that's a lot. We have to be smarter. We got to play smarter. We got to play within ourselves, and just got to get better there.
That said, your offense was able to respond to them scoring off their defensive miscues. And you, for example, you called a touchdown pass for a guy who hasn't had a touchdown pass since he was a rookie. And you're Jordan Howard. You pulled Zach Ertz off on a critical first down call, and he wasn't all that happy about it. But how do you think you did tonight? And does it mean more for you going in doing it?
Well, we won.
Is that it?
We won the game. I mean, I'm gonna listen. I can't sit there and go, I need Zach here, I need Dallas there, I need it. We're going with the guy, and our game plan coming in was to play fast. We wanted to play fast. We've done it the last couple of weeks, and it didn't matter who was on the field. We were going to continue to do that, and Jordan just happened to be on the receiving end of the one. He's not necessarily the primary guy on that thing. It just happened that we got the right coverage, we got the look we wanted, and ball went there, and he got the touchdown. So, bottom line is find a way to win, and we did.
Why are you so good on Thursday?
I just credit the players. I credit the players for how well they prepared during the week. I do my part by trying to get them as fresh as I can and healthy as I can through practice during the week and spend more time getting mental reps. But, these guys really take it upon themselves to prepare and be ready on Thursday night.
Doug,
we've been here before where you're up 7, you can go 14.
You didn't like the decision, did you?
No. Did I like the decision?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
okay, then don't ask the question.
Well, I'm just curious if there's a... I know, obviously...
To go up 2 scores.
You want to go up 2. Is
yeah, that's it, bottom line. No, like, no, like, no, go up 2.
Set?
Yeah.
Okay. On...
Dougie!
On Green Bay, they had a catch on the first down. It was when Fletcher went down. It seemed like you were debating whether or not to throw the challenge flag.
I was communicating with our guys upstairs to see if that was a catch. I couldn't see it on the field from where I was, and I was talking to the official. They were helping me, giving me all the information. They thought it was a catch. It was borderline. I didn't want to risk a challenge because I'd just done it earlier on what we thought was a possible DPI, so I didn't want to risk the challenge.
Can you talk about how having Goddard back helps with the running game?
Helps a lot. You know, our 2 tight end package tonight was pretty good. Dallas is really in his second year. He's strong. He's physical. He does a nice job for us, and he's a good change of pace tight end to be able to block at the point of attack and or on the backside as well. And I thought both tight ends. I thought Zach did some nice things too in the run game.
Right, yeah, there was Doug Peterson and Lambeau Field just ending up there. They were talking about the 12 personnel and running game, and absolutely right, man. When Dallas Goedert can be in there, he's a excellent blocker in the run game. And Carson's stat line, look, 3 touchdowns. Did I see only 160 yards?
Yeah.
But that tells the story of the game.
They ran the ball.
They didn't need it. They ran the ball. They won a game on the ground. Great to see the Philadelphia Eagles move to 2-2 on the year. A much different story had they ended up 1-3. We could look back at this one as an absolute season changer with the Jets on deck in about 10 days' time. Bill, Alex, Tom, Jesse, Ben, we'll get to all you guys coming up next. You're listening to the 97.5 Fanatic Postgame Show presented by PropSwap. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic is 12:24. Here's a reminder when placing futures bets. Always make your bets with PropSwap in mind. We call it the go for 2. Make your regular bet and then make a duplicate smaller bet, a second one to sell on PropSwap. It's an insurance side bet. Often selling this second bet returns back some of the costs on the original wager you are keeping, and smart bettors can always sell their futures bets when they improve and make an average profit of 5 times their original bet. Go to PropSwap.com to see what a real sports bettors can do now. For instance, last football season, a seller listed a Patrick Mahomes MVP ticket at 75-1 odds, and a PropSwap buyer scooped it up and cashed in for over $100,000. Last season, a PropSwapper sold a New Orleans ticket for $57,000. The buyer got great odds, and the seller made the right decision as New Orleans ultimately lost in the playoffs. PropSwap is America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets for every sport. Go to PropSwap.com today.
This is the Fanatic Postgame Show, presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there's one here in the Philadelphia area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our Cherry Hill, New Jersey campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
For quality replacement windows and doors, along with personalized guidance and service, connect with Springhouse Window and Door in Pennsylvania and Delaware.
What can new windows and doors do for you? Turn an old room into a new favorite? Add character? Lower your energy costs? The possibilities are exciting, but can also be daunting. That's why Marvin is with you every step of the way, helping you decide what works best for your home, guiding you through your options for styles and materials, and answering your questions, big or small. With Marvin, we make replacing your windows and doors easier, turning potential into beautiful reality.
Visit Springhouse Window and Door, your local Marvin authorized installer, for the information you need to get started. Be sure to ask how you can save up to $500 off the installation of new Marvin windows and doors. Visit one of our showrooms or at shwdinc.com. That's shwdinc.com.
Hi, Jamie Lynch reminding you to always make your futures bets with PropSwap in mind. It's called Go For Two. Here's how. Make your regular bet first, and then make a second, smaller bet to sell for a profit on PropSwap. Sellers can sometimes cover both bet amounts from the PropSwap sale. And then you own the regular bet for a lower amount invested, and sometimes for free. PropSwap is America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Go to PropSwap.com. That's PropSwap.com.
When you're in an accident, choosing the right lawyer is a really big decision. Do you have confidence the lawyer's really protecting your interests? Or are you just another case? When you choose my firm, I will personally be involved. I'll make sure you're fully and fairly compensated. And I've done it for over 30 years. The right lawyer can make all the difference. Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice.
Hey there, I'm Todd Herrmanns, former Philadelphia Eagle and partner at Body Check Wellness. When I retired from the NFL, I decided to take a deeper look at my overall health, so I started looking for a more natural approach. The answer? Full spectrum CBD. Don't wait until you retire to rethink recovery. And if you think CBD is only for athletes, ask my wife.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Herrmanns, former competitive dancer. I recently had my ACL repaired and had my concerns about using opioids. I'm so thankful for Body Check Wellness because I was able to use their CBD products during my recovery.
Hey, it's Mike Fisinelli here for Landis Block and Concrete. You know, there's nothing like having a beautiful backyard. You go outside, you light up a nice cigar, maybe a glass of wine. Friends come over before the game, or you're cooking on the outdoor kitchen. Turn your backyard into your personal paradise. The Landis Block is my resource center for all outdoor living. You just need imagination, space, and budget. Check out the photo gallery at LandisBC.com. That's LandisBC.com. Landis Block, jaw-dropping outdoor paradise.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for Security 5. Now, I was worried about my son's safety when I moved him into the basement. Scott, the owner of Security 5, had his team install a security system and walk me through the whole thing. I can oversee the whole system from my phone or my tablet. So now I know my family is safe, and I owe that to Security 5. For all of your home or business security needs, Security 5 is who you want to call. Financing is available. Visit them online at Security5.com. Let Security 5 be your experts for all your security questions. It's online at security5.com.
Hey, you're listening to 97.5 Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors. What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing at 975thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 975thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
The Peruzzi Auto Group is the place to save on your next vehicle. But did you know that we are the original buy here, pay here dealership? We make credit issues disappear. Well, now you know. Visit Peruzzi.com. Our business is you.
Sports Talk for Plymouth Meeting and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatic Postgame Show. Presented by PropSwap. America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets on 97.5 The Fanatic.
That's right. Welcome back into the 97.5 Fanatic Postgame Show. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. And the Postgame Show is presented by PropSwap. America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. When you really boil it down, the story of the game came down to the turnover battle, Andrew. The Eagles had none. The Packers had two.
Yeah, the Eagles have been losing that turnover battle so far this year.
And the Packers, I believe, were the second best in football at the turnover differential.
I think they were plus +7 coming into this
game.
Yes,
they were plus +7. The Eagles were
plus +6. And the Eagles
were minus -2. Okay, they were best.
The Packers were plus +6.
That's what it was. They were second best in points allowed, best in turnover ratio. They had allowed 34 points in the entire season in the first 3 weeks, and the Eagles just hung a 34. Was it 34-27?
Yep, 34-27.
They almost matched the total output from the first three games. Great performance by the defense tonight. I thought the defensive line had their best game of the season. The cornerbacks are going to be the story.
Great if Aaron Rodgers threw for over 400 yards. It was a good day. They got to Aaron Rodgers. It's just Aaron Rodgers was able to escape pressure.
I know, but they stopped them on a four-down situation at the goal line. They held them to a couple key field goals early.
But you can't say they had a great day defensively. You can't say they had a great day defensively. They had an okay day defensively, and when it came to stepping up in the red zone,
very good.
Two goal line stands.
Because they had Rodgers on the run all game.
Yeah.
Like, I understand he still got his yards, and that was going to happen.
And receivers were open all game.
But they made big plays, they won the turnover battle, and they stopped him to a couple. Look, if Rodgers is able to score a touchdown in that first quarter on a couple of those field goals, like, I thought the Packers were actually cowards not going for it, fourth and two from, like, the 30-yard line there
earlier.
That's
what we're used to.
Yeah, but you hold them to field goals, and it kept you in that game. Now, Tyler, you had a stat regarding Aaron Rodgers that I think is pretty mind-blowing. What exactly is that stat?
Yeah, so this one comes according to ESPN Stats and Info. Aaron Rodgers had a 59-game unbeaten streak at Lambeau Field if the Packers were to, at any point in the game, take a 10-point lead like they did today.
Wow.
It's the second longest streak of its kind in the Super Bowl era.
Wow.
You guys know who number one is? Just take a guess.
Super Bowl, yeah, Brady.
It is Tom Brady. He had an 80-game streak that was snapped with a 35-28 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow, how about that? So the Eagles now, the streak ruiner there. 59-0 with a 10-point lead at any point.
Amazing. That Brady one must have been Chip's second or third year, right?
I believe Malcolm Jenkins had a 99-yard pick six
Darren
in that
Sproles
game.
Darren Sproles had a punt return.
Ah,
for a touchdown.
Sprolesy. Let's go out to Chicago. Talk to Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, you guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great, man. A lot better than we'd be doing if they lost that.
Man, going nuts out here.
Yeah, lost my voice. I can hear it in your voice. Yeah, it's gone. Are you living out there now, or are you just out there for vacation?
I'm from South Jersey, but I've been living out here for 3.5 years.
Nice.
But yeah, we're going nuts. But my point is, Jordan Howard, they need to use him more that show tonight. And, you know, there was, first of all, the offensive line, they were just creating holes like Mack trucks could go through.
Offensive line dominated tonight.
Oh, they dominated. They had a great, Sam Mallow, he had a terrible week last week. Tonight, picked it up, made up for last week, and they totally had a great game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was great to see.
Yeah, But wait, it's good to hear Maddox is, you know, it seems to be okay.
Yeah, moving his list.
But we need to get Jalen Ramsey.
That's going to be the conversation the next 10 days, believe me.
We need to get Jalen Ramsey.
Yep.
I don't care if it's two first rounds and a second. Give up anything.
Adam Schefter thinks it'll cost you only a first and a second. So if that's the case, I'm in.
Our offense. I know Carson didn't throw for a lot of yards, but he threw three TDs. When Deshaun comes back, it'll be high-powered. If we have a good defense, Super Bowl.
Absolutely. And, Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Enjoy Chicago. It's going to be the conversation. Right now, let's just enjoy the win. But Jalen Ramsey is going to dominate some conversation coming up here because of all the injuries.
Right. And he mentioned Deshaun Jackson coming back. How great was it to see Alshon back? I know he only had three catches, but he had the touchdown. The offense just looks so much different with a guy who can actually catch the ball.
Where was Nelson Aguilar tonight?
He had one target.
Wow.
Yeah, one target.
That's kind of amazing.
Matt
Alex
Collins had two targets.
Dude, he looked lost out there.
The one on the sideline.
Oh my God. Dude, the one play, he's looking over at the line of scrimmage, he just throws his hands up in the air. He had no idea what the play call was, and just kind of like gave up and engaged in a block and like half-assed it.
Special teams.
Let's talk to Alex in Wilmington. What's up, Alex?
And hey, I want to say that it's good to see Jordan Howard, Alshon Jeffrey, and Brandon Graham, you know, make some plays after 3 weeks.
Yeah, I thought BG had a really good game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he was definitely the top of the Big Ten when he got drafted. You know, as far as this Jalen Ramsey talk, I mean, a couple years ago we had Cromartie and Asamoah and who was the other guy from the Patriots? Samuel, right?
Oh yeah, Asante.
Where'd all that go? Right? I mean, we put all this stock in Ramsey,
I don't know if I want to give up Goddard.
I don't think it'll cost you Goddard. I think it'll cost you. I'm going to go with what Adam Schefter told us this past Wednesday, a first and a second rounder.
Yeah, Alex, I think those reports of Zach Ertz and you said Goddard, I think those are bogus.
I don't think they're giving up Goddard.
They don't have sources.
They can't give up Ertz.
No, Adam Schefter laughed at the Ertz report.
Alex, they don't have sources. Like, they're wrong.
It'll be draft picks.
They don't have sources.
It's just how you fit him in the cap, and that's the toughest situation with the deal. So how he's going to go over the books, if he can, if he can fit him in over the next 5-6 years, he'll make it happen. I believe that.
How many safeties have we got now?
How many safeties do we have now?
Yeah,
four with Cyprian.
Five because Bird.
Oh, Bird. Yeah, you have five or four. Do you mean
four? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Alex, thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah, so you have Cyprian, who can do the linebacker safety. You have Rudy Ford. You have Andrew Sendejo.
Your boy.
Who, for whatever reason, Troy Aikman was in love with.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
It was really weird. He's like, oh, this Sendejo guy. I'm like, what are you, the godson to his kids or something?
I don't think
you
watched the first three Eagles games.
Oh, Sendejo's a hell of a player. I was like, all right. Yeah, and then he knocked Avante Maddox out with friendly fire. Let's go to Jesse in Mount Laurel. What's up, Jesse?
Hey guys, what's happening? I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
It's good to hear that Maddox is moving around.
Yeah, that was scary, man.
Okay. I'm going to be quick, and I'm sure you guys are going to talk about it all day tomorrow. It was just good to see this offense move the football with Wentz under center.
Yeah.
They did good. I mean, they put him under center, and it just... It makes such a difference between the tight ends and the 12 personnel and everything. You put them under center and look what happened. Like, Howard had a game. It was a good day. It's a great win. Go Birds. I'm outside right now. My family is sleeping, so I can't give you a hard time. I'm just going to say go friggin' Birds.
Go friggin' Birds is right, Jesse.
Have a great night.
All right, see you, buddy. So funny, man. You can just hear the beers in people, and I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Can I pull it off next week? I'll down like a 9-pack of some 8% IPAs, come in. You think I can knock it out? You got faith in me?
You can barely speak now.
Let's go to Ben and Ambler. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great, man. 2-2. Whole different ball game.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
What do you got? What's scaring you?
I got to bring us back to reality a little bit here.
Uh-huh. Well, all right.
Well, first off, I just want to say whatever needs to get done to get Ramsey here, we do it. First, and even Goddard, whatever. Or you could use a second-round pick, get a tight end.
It won't even cost you Goddard. I bet it'll just be
I know, but
you.
I'm just saying, if it did, then you do it anyway. You still have to pick up a tight end later. You worry about that. Our offense is fine, you know, without Goddard if we had to. But, Sanders, real quick, he redeemed himself from last week. Very impressed with him. BC was definitely the best lineman, or BG, excuse me, best lineman out there today.
Yeah, a strong game.
Yeah. But this is it for me. It's the running the ball. It's if Doug Peterson didn't commit to running the ball tonight like he did, we had no shot at winning, and I think he knew that. And that's the only reason that he ran the ball as much as he did. And to be honest with you, I think he should have ran it 10 to 15 more times than that. He got pass happy for a while, and we really got away with it.
I agree with you. I thought they had their choice in the run game. They were dominating them. The Packers had no answer for what the offensive line was doing to them. I'm excited to hear what Trey has to say about it in the morning, because I thought the offensive line just sheer force and dominance tonight.
Absolutely, and it's good to see it against a D-line that we should do it against.
Yeah.
Right? They were like 26 coming in against the run. I mean, there's no reason we shouldn't have pounded
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, and it was good to see Doug. You know, look, I hear he did go away from it at times, and thanks for the call, Ben. We're up against it. But for the most part, in terms of Doug, you would agree, Andrew, that was a run-heavy offense for Doug.
Yeah, I mean, Carson Wentz finished with 160 passing yards.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw that?
Awesome to see. Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, that was their coming-out party as a two-headed monster.
Right. And those three touchdowns from Wentz, they were all red zone touchdowns. There was no deep balls. And so they used
the Alshon touchdown
in
was red zone.
In between the 20s was a running
Howard
game.
Was the 20. I think it was a 20-yard reception, so it was right there.
But in between the 20s, yeah. they relied
relied on the ground game.
Absolutely.
To gain chunk yards.
The Philadelphia Eagles are 2-2. Great win on the road Thursday night football. Doug Peterson now improves to 5-0 in Thursday night football games. 4 during the regular season, 1 season opener. Pretty incredible there. You're listening to the 97.5 Fanatic postgame show. He's Andrew Salchus. I'm Jamie Lynch. Dustin, Pat, Eli, Howie. We'll get you guys coming up next. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Time of the Fanatic is 12:42. Prop Swap is America's marketplace to buy and sell any active sports bet. This is cool. You can find out for free the current value of your sports bet right now at PropSwap.com. There are a whole new set of better odds that now only exist at PropSwap. PropSwap offers value for buyers and value for sellers, and you don't have to wait 5 months on a futures wager. You can release your money now. There's a buyer waiting. With PropSwap, you get real control over your money. It's a futures wagering advantage. If you were late to place your bet and now believe in the team, you still have time. Go to PropSwap.com. Even during the game, there might be a ticket for sale. It just takes seconds to get back on top, even during the game. And PropSwap loves bulk sellers. For some, it's a great business to make several wagers and then list them on PropSwap. Keep in mind, many bettors can't always make it to the sportsbook when they want. So find and buy tickets on PropSwap. Go to PropSwap.com today.
This is the Fanatic Postgame Show, presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there's one here in the Philadelphia area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our Cherry Hill, New Jersey campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
And the crowd is really going wild over that magnificent performance. Gateway Kia is crushing the competition.
You called it. It's a new season of savings, and they're rolling out incredible incentives on the all-new 2020 Kias.
It's Gateway Kia's 2020 model year kickoff. Drive home a new 2020 Kia Forte for just $189 a month. Get into a new 2020 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Plus, find low payments on 2020 Kia Sedona, Optima, Rio, Soul, and Telluride. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rush in for the 2020 model year kickoff. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier one credit approval only. Zero to its site. Must take delivery on 9/30/2019.
Hey, you! You!
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors. What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 The Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful beautiful new showroom. It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback standard base model for as low as $265 per month for 36 months, $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
You hear Armor Metals Recycling, you know we are the company that will pay you top dollar for all your metals, wires, and motors. But did you also know that we are the place that gives you cash for your computers, monitors, keyboards, cell phones, and batteries? Armor Metals specializes in corporate, organizational, and personal recycling. Clean out your electronics, servers, routers, computers, and copiers. We take it all. We do company cleanouts as well. When you're ready to refresh your server rooms, computer labs, or network equipment, call Armor Metals Recycling. We can pick up your material for your convenience. If you have a large electronic cleanout or a minimum of 20 computers or servers, call us today to arrange for us to come pick it up. Armor Metals Recycling wants to earn your business. Call today, 856-665-5715. We're located at 8300 National Highway, Pennsauken, New Jersey, behind the Pennsauken High School, or go to armormetalsrecycling.com.
This is Brian Westbrook. If you need maintenance on your vehicle, go to Meineke for all your automotive repair needs. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads. Meineke, doing car care right.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 97.5thefanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatic postgame show. Presented by PropSwap. America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back into the Fanatic postgame show. I'm in with Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. And the postgame show is presented by PropSwap. America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Great night tonight as the Eagles move to 2-2, avoid the 1-3 pitfalls. And our buddy Gale Sanders had a tweet during the break that we both saw that caught our attention. As of now, Aaron Rodgers has the most rushing yards against the Eagles defense this year so far.
Isn't that amazing?
46 yards for Aaron Rodgers tonight. Aaron Jones had 21. J.D. McKissic for the Lions had 44. Kerryon Johnson for the Lions had 36. Ito Smith on the Falcons, 32. Devontae Freeman on the Falcons, 22. And Darius Geis for the Redskins held to just 18 yards. Aaron Rodgers is the, because they were chasing him around so much, it wasn't there in the first quarter, but like second, third quarter, and then fourth quarter. They really had Rodgers on the move a lot tonight.
Yeah, and again, I said this a couple times. The defensive front did a good job today getting past the offensive lineman, getting toward Rodgers. But because Rodgers is so good, he was able to escape that pressure and hit receivers in stride. The problem is the cornerbacks weren't able to keep their guys long enough, and that's why he found some open receivers. But Marcos responds to Gale Saunders' tweet with a great one. He just says, get Ramsey and we're good. And he's right. Imagine having like a lockdown corner. With the way that they are able to stop the run, imagine having a lockdown corner.
Yeah, and my buddy
at least one.
My buddy Dave Madden tweets in and he goes, that's because teams are throwing for 900 yards a game, they don't have to run.
True.
All right. Jalen Ramsey certainly helps that.
So imagine having Ramsey.
Yeah, we'll see what the situation is, but certainly Sidney Jones, I'm not expecting back for the Jets game. I hope it's a different hamstring, to be honest. I don't, you know, I know that doesn't sound great, but I don't want a re-aggravation of the same one.
No, I heard it's the same one.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, I'm not counting on him for a couple weeks. Avante Maddox, we'll see. Fingers crossed everything's all right with him. Let's go to our buddy Dustin in Willow Grove. What's up, Dustin?
Yo, bro. Yo, Andrew.
Woo!
Yo, fellas. Yo, I can't go to sleep, man.
I know.
I'm sitting at the TV and all the lights off and out there. I've been standing up doing the silly sway the whole second half. I couldn't sit down. I can't yell. I got the kids sleeping. I'm going nuts. And, you know, it's amazing. Yo, bro, we spoke before. I haven't placed a bet in like 6 years. Uh-huh. I put $50 on the birds in the
nice.
Over today.
I thought about doing it. And I didn't pull the trigger just because they'd scorned me twice so far this year.
And that's it. I'll wait 6 more years to do another bet. You know what I mean? I'm in the green.
Make it count.
All right. So Brandon Graham had an amazing game. He completely dominated the line. Fletcher Cox, he was getting there too. But, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like you said, my man Gilman, that tweet, that's crazy stat right there. I saw at the end of the game, 58-0-1 Aaron Rodgers was at home when he was down up by 10.
Yeah, pretty incredible.
You can get rid of that goose egg. That's awesome, too. And you know what? The only thing I'm going to say right now is I'm disappointed in the discipline and the technique right now of the defensive backs. So, of course teams are going to throw on us. They can't run on us.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you bring Ramsey in here, I don't care what it costs, like everyone else is saying.
First and second rounder, I don't care.
Get the kid here.
He'll be here for 6-7 years, and he'll lock it down. Dawson, thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one.
Later. Let's go to Honduras. Little Howie in Honduras watching the Eagles. What's up, Howie?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, buddy? How was the game in Honduras?
Pretty good. It's in Espanol. So,
do you go out to a bar or do you stream it?
I was actually I was in a Marriott, so they were showing it. You know,
okay, downstairs. Nice.
But so I made sure I positioned myself where I could, you know, watch the game.
Yeah. That was a pretty awesome win tonight.
No, it was big. I have to admit, I was, I told friends of mine, I said, with this secondary and Aaron Rodgers, you know, on the road, I didn't have a lot of good feelings about our situation. But I give those guys credit. Like, they gutted out a win. I mean, our secondary, we still got troubles. We're still giving up a lot of yards.
Yep.
But like you said before, we're tough in the red zone. But I will give them credit. And you know, even when I was a little, you know, not down on him, but he had like good stats. But I also felt like, you know, in the other two games, he had a lot of misses, like big third down plays. He was missing throws. And I know he didn't have his primary guys, but it just seemed like nothing was like really clicking. But I felt like this game, these guys buckled up, and now I feel like they're kind of turning it on.
Yeah. So
I feel pretty good about crushing the Jets and then, you know, going on from there.
Absolutely, and thanks for the call, Howie. The Jets are coming up next, obviously. They get the long weekend. I think a lot of guys usually go to their college alma mater football game over the weekend.
Right.
Some of them refer to it as the mini bye, but yeah, the Jets are next, and if all goes according to plan, the Eagles should be.
It's another mini bye.
3-2 heading into the Vikings game, which will be a tough one, but great win tonight from the boys. 2-2 on the season now. Might have been a season changer. For Andrew Salchunas and the 97.5 Fanatic postgame show, it's been a blast hanging out with everybody. Thanks to Tyler Zuli for producing. We'll see you next, about 10 days from now. I'll be back at 5 a.m., not long from now at all. Thanks to everybody for listening to the 97.5 Fanatic postgame show. For Andrew Salchunas, I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic is 12:55.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.